Today, brethren, as if you didn't know it, the Day of Atonement. I'm here to ask you, how do you feel? Think about it, though. Think about it before you answer that question inside you. How do you feel? You may say, Mark, the Day of Atonement. I'm lightheaded, my mouth is dry, and I'm in a bad mood. Well, what kind of mood will you be in after you receive some food in your stomach? You'll be totally different. James 1. Let's go to James 1, verses 2 through 8. And I'm going to read you a few verses here. James 1, 2 through 8. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Can we say atonement is a trial? It's a test, right? Knowing that testing of your faith produces patience. Like many of you heard, I want patience, I want it now. But let patience have its perfect work. We have a sermon not too long ago about imperfection. But if we go towards perfection, we'll get excellence. That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. And it will be given to him, that is wisdom and towards perfection. Let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of sea driven and tossed by the wind. And then 7, let it not that a man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. In other words, I'm going to get it because I deserve it. No, that's what we ask God. We put ourselves forth with God. And the only way we're going to do that is if we're in the same plane, if we're spiritually bonded with him. And this day pictures that. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. That's verse 8. So the Day of Atonement is kind of a trial, it's a test. Test on how we are. What level are we are? Will you be happy? Will you be happy when you are the same level of God? Spiritual. We're talking spiritually speaking, though. The title of my sermonette, brethren, is Are You Happy? You would think so, because you're closer to God, you're more at ease. We should be, right? Can we say even happier? It's hard to say that. Or are you one of those that always see the glass half empty? If so, here's the solution that you should try. But before I go there, here's some things that you should know. This great nation of ours, only a third of Americans are very happy. And the United States, the richest country in the world, it's 19th in happiness. And in the States, you know, we might have a smile or two here. South Dakota is the happiest. Finland is ranks number one, and Denmark close second. So what is going to be, how are we going to achieve happiness? Are we going to pack up and go to Finland or South Dakota? The thing that they're wrong with it is we'll be packing ourselves. We'll be taking us with it. So maybe the problem is us. We all want to achieve a level of well-being and satisfaction in our lives. But that's all temporary. It's all our temporary. All the ideas of this world is self-help solutions. It's all physical and temporary in this world. It's happiness in this world is like a fool's game. What does God say? Well, happy is he who keeps the law. That's in Proverbs 29:18. You don't have to go there. But that's one. It's easy. Could it be that easy? The answer is yes. Unfortunately, many teach the laws of God are no longer. We're going to do it our way. say is the progressive society of today, the enlightened society of today. Turn with me to Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40. Matthew 27, so the tax collector said. And he would be, you would think he would be happy, right? Before he met God. Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40. And it says here, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Very straightforward. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is what the world is having a problem with. On these two commandments hang all the laws and all the prophets. These two great commandments encompasses all of God's law. God wants us to honor him and not allow idolatry into our lives. And by keeping the Day of Atonement, it kind of keeps us in that. Sometimes it's like a memorial, I guess you call it. A memorial because God put it as a mandate because, let's face it, a lot of humans, including ourselves, won't abstain for of food or drink until we're mandated. Much less the people out on the outside. Our focus after this day should be the spiritual and not so much the emphasis on the physical. Sometimes we allow ourselves, because we're humans, to focus ourselves too much on belongings, on, well, they're putting pressure to me at work, and we go full bore against whoever that person is against at work, or that customer, or I want this. And sometimes we catch ourselves and we don't want to cross that point of idealization. I'll get it out. When you experience a Day of Atonement in a positive way, your focus on life is totally different. With time, the physical to us should not value that much to us. We're not totally focused on obtaining more and more physical material things. That's not our goal in here in our life, not for us. By not doing this, you are reflecting God's thinking. And it will bring automatic benefits. And one of the two most benefits that I have found in my experience is the power of a sound mind, like Timothy said, and a good attitude. In whatever state you're in, keep a sound mind, brother. You can step outside, you can look at the 6 o'clock news, and you can see that just falling apart. This ties into God's plan. And God promises blessings and happiness to those who obey his laws. The Bible says this will become a reality once Jesus Christ comes. Isaiah 2. Isaiah 2. Let's see what Isaiah said. Verses 3 to 4. And this is picturing when everyone will be happy. And it's pretty much stemming to and preparing ourselves for the feast. Verse 3 says, many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Verse 4. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. We won't be hearing any tragic stories about workplace or school shootings. People would be freed from that fear. Unrighteous anger. No one will be worried about being stabbed, shot, or poisoned. The rage will be no longer there. The bigotry, the violent beatings or bullying. All that will be removed once Satan and Satan's influence will be snuffed out for 1,000 years. As we will hear in the sermon following me, atonement pictures that. Just this one event that will change the entire way people deal with each other. Therefore, you will want to be happy now. Don't harbor the spirit of ill will or envy towards each other. At times, we catch ourselves doing just that, but we catch ourselves. By keeping this Day of Atonement, it keeps us centered. Did you know that God knew about atonement, and physically as well, as it was mentioned a couple of days ago? Your body starts eating away at the stored fat in the first 8 hours. And he knows 24 hours afterwards, after we start, the Day of Atonement finishes. Because afterwards, our body starts eating our muscle, uses that as energy. So God's plan, he knows what he's doing. For our jobs is to be obedient. And happiness comes by obedience. To submit. That's a hard word to a lot of people, submit. Just think how happy everyone would be if they obeyed all of God's laws. For instance, the commandments of God, such as the seventh commandment of marriage, no more infidelity, once Satan is removed and the thought process and his radio wave will be deferred a millennia. The same reasoning applies to all of God's laws and all of his commandments. If you want to be happy, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, and above all, honor God and always keep his Sabbath. Satan's influence will be removed. An establishment of God and his law will be imposed. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3. That's what it will tell us. And his commandments are not burdensome. If we follow them, if we take a routine on following them, and you will be happier. It all interconnects, brother. Remember, there was a trump blast announcing the Day of Atonement as well. So give it a try on this last day. Be happy.